Item three, draft environmental impact report.
So I'd like to introduce Jeannie Poling. She's with the Department of Planning in the Environmental Planning Division. She'll be taking you through the presentation.
Hello, everyone. Is this working? Hello?
Does this all work? You might have to push the
button. Now is it working?
There
it is. Yes, I'm Jeannie Poling. I'm the environmental coordinator for the EIR process for the Balboa Reservoir Project. And with me also at the planning department today is Wade Whitford, also with environmental planning, and Sun Young Hong with the citywide group. This is an update of the presentation I made at a public scoping meeting last October at the beginning of the environmental review process. First, I'll give a short overview of the CEQA review process and some specifics of the proposed project and how we're approaching the analysis. And then I'll present the project status and next steps. The EIR process is required by the California Environmental Quality Act. In San Francisco, CEQA review is conducted by the Environmental Planning Division of the San Francisco Planning Department. Under CEQA, a proposed project and its environmental effects must be disclosed to the public and decision makers before the project is approved.
Jeannie, you're one slide behind.
Am I really? Okay. There's California Environmental Quality Act. No, this is right. This is the purpose of CEQA, is to inform decision makers and the public of a proposed project's potential environmental effects, to engage the public in the environmental review process, oh, you're right, and to disclose the potential project impacts on the environment and to avoid or reduce impacts with alternatives and mitigation measures. The EIR will describe the project and its existing environment and identify reasonably foreseeable projects in the vicinity. The initial study and EIR will consider each of these environmental topics and consider individual project effects as well as cumulative effects, which is the effect of the project in combination with other reasonably foreseeable projects in the vicinity. I'd like to talk about the Balboa Park Station Area Plan. Development of the Balboa Reservoir was analyzed in the Balboa Park Station Area Plan EIR, which was certified in 2008. The plan area extends from Balboa Park and the BART station and west along Ocean Avenue all the way to Manor Drive. The Area Plan EIR was a programmatic EIR that evaluated cumulative impacts of the area plan and not individual development at the reservoir site. The Area Plan EIR assumed that 1,780 dwelling units would be constructed in the plan area over 20 years, including 500 dwelling units at the reservoir. As of September 2018, not including the reservoir site, 482 dwelling units were constructed or proposed in the plan area. Note that City College is in the plan area, but because the Community College District is a separate jurisdictional entity from the City and County of San Francisco, the San Francisco Planning Department is not the lead agency that conducts CEQA for City College projects. However, we do consider their existing conditions and foreseeable projects in our CEQA analysis. Because the currently proposed project is a revision to the project analyzed in the Area Plan EIR, the CEQA document we are preparing is a subsequent EIR that tears off the analysis that was done in the Area Plan EIR. We will be publishing the Balboa Reservoir draft EIR and initial study at the same time. The initial study will identify project effects that were adequately examined in the Area Plan EIR and may include mitigation measures from the Area Plan EIR. The subsequent EIR will analyze new or substantially more severe impacts than examined in the Area Plan EIR and may include new mitigation measures.
Pardon me, it may include what?
May include new mitigation measures that were not in the Area Plan EIR. Well, now I'll talk about the specifics of the Balboa Reservoir project. Again, this is not different from what I presented at the scoping meeting in the fall. The EIR analyzes two different sets of options from the site's residential density to capture a range of possible development on the project site. The developer's proposed option is proposed by Reservoir Community Partners. The additional housing option has been developed by the city to maximize affordable housing. Development under each of the two options would entail the same land uses and street configurations and similar site plans. Three project variants on the developer's proposed option are also being evaluated in the EIR, an initial study. These are two different garage and roadway location variants and one variant that explores closing Santa Rosa Way to pedestrians and bike access. We also are evaluating a variant that shifts the off-site north access road along the East Basin further south to align with North Street on what we're calling our project site, the Western Basin. The East Basin, also known as the Upper Basin, is under the jurisdiction of City College. So this variant requires coordination with the college and will depend on their development plans. I'd also like to explain the difference between options, variants, and alternatives. The options and variants were proposed by the project sponsor at the beginning of the environmental review process, and the alternatives are being developed during the course of the analysis, and they're designed to reduce or avoid environmental impacts that are identified during the analysis. The alternatives for this project will be presented in the draft EIR. Now I'd like to present the project review schedule. The first step of the EIR process was a notice to the public that we were preparing an EIR. This was the notice of preparation. It occurred last fall. During this step, we received oral and written comments on the scope of the EIR, which helped us identify the scope of the analysis. We expect to publish a notice of availability and the draft EIR and initial study on August 7th. The notice of availability will also list the dates of the public hearing before the Planning Commission, which we expect to be on September 12th. If we publish on August 7th, the Planning Commission hearing on the draft EIR will be on September 12th, and the close of the comment period will be on September 23rd. And at this point, these dates are still subject to change. The notice of availability of the draft EIR will be distributed to interested parties on the publication date, and there will be a 45-day public comment period during which we'll ask for written comments on the adequacy, accuracy, and completeness of the draft EIR. Following the close of the comment period, we'll prepare a responses to comment document, which will contain written responses to all substantive comments received during the draft EIR comment period. It will also identify any changes to the draft EIR as necessary to fully respond to comments received. We anticipate publishing this document in the spring of 2020. We typically review the project schedule with the environmental consultant after the close of the EIR comment period to confirm the rest of the schedule. Following publication of the responses to comments document, a hearing will be held before the Planning Commission where they will be asked to certify the final EIR, which will consist of the draft EIR together with the responses to comments document. Certification of the EIR does not mean the project is approved. Rather, it indicates that the requirements for CEQA review have been met. Project approval or disapproval is a separate consideration from the adequacy of the EIR and can only occur after the CEQA process is complete. So again, we are anticipating to publish on August 7th. And if we do publish on August 7th, the public hearing at the Planning Commission will be on September 12th, and the close of the comment period will be at 5 p.m. on September 23rd. So if you have questions or comments concerning the project or want to be sure that you're on the distribution list, please see me after this presentation or contact me at the Planning Department. I can now answer any questions about the EIR process, but not about the content of the EIR. Thank you.
Should we do speaker cards for this, or would we just do it?
You guys go first, and then we'll collect them.
Okay.
Maybe you just remind people to leave them right there.
Yeah. We have speaker cards over here if anybody'd like to make any comments.
You can just leave it right there when you've completed it, and I'll collect them.
And would anybody on the committee like to ask questions and make a comment?
Great question.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Do I understand you correctly? So you can't make any comments on the variants, only on the process of how?
Well, the variants are part of the project description, and what you see is definitely what we are analyzing. Those are variants on what the proposed project is, that we developed that at the beginning of the process.
Okay.
What I can't talk about is what our findings will be, what are the impacts and what are the alternatives to address the impacts.
I guess what I want to clear up for myself is variant number 3 assumes no pedestrians or bike access from San Ramon. What type of environmental impact will that alleviate?
I can't give away the impacts, but I can tell you that the reason we are evaluating that variant is because it came up during public scoping. There were a number of comments asking us to evaluate such a variant.
Okay.
Excuse me. Michael.
Yes. Thank you very much, Gene. Thanks for being so receptive to all of our scoping comments a few months ago. I have a couple of questions. One, I assume the EIR will also consider the numerous scoping letters that were sent by numerous people in the audience and other parties of interest.
Definitely. At the beginning of each section will summarize the comments that we got related to each topic area.
And then another question. There was a prior EIR done on the Balboa station, the entire area, you know, and that was completed and approved by the Board of Supervisors, I think, in 2009. Does this start out with that? Does it use the prior EIR, or is this a totally new EIR?
Yes, it does. That's why it's a subsequent EIR, which is defined in this week in the CEQA statutes and guidelines that we do consider it a project within the area plan EIR that was analyzed, but because the EIR did not assume the density that's now proposed, we cannot issue. We can tier off it, but it can't be. It has to be a certain type of document. It basically is a new EIR, but we can start with looking at what the area plan EIR analyzed and what impacts it found and what mitigation measures it came up with, and we describe whether conditions have changed. Even though the project has changed, maybe the impacts and mitigation measures have changed. That's the approach we have for every single resource topic. So we first start summarizing what was in the programmatic or area plan EIR.
Thank you. And then one other question. The members of the CAC here have received a March 21, 2019 TDM that was commissioned by the City College of San Francisco. I'm assuming the TDM that's going to be needed for the EIR is a separate one.
I'm going to ask Wade to take this one.
Wade Wickriff, San Francisco Planning Department. Two parts to that answer. One, my understanding, and Sun-Yun and Lee can correct me if I'm wrong, that the project's sponsor is coming up with a TDM plan that will just be part of their project separate from the environmental review process. Then for environmental review, if there's some impact that TDM would mitigate, then we would include a TDM measure to address that issue. But City College is to address City College, Balboa Reservoir would be to address Balboa Reservoir.
Okay, Jeremy Shaw appeared once or twice before the CAC, and it also appeared before the CAC over at Balboa Park, where I remember Mr. Mulhar was the chair of that committee. And at one of those meetings and before the Board of Supervisors, he stated that the TDM that they have was just a mere draft, a mere outline. Are you working on that? Is the Planning Commission working on the new TDM?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You mind if I borrow the microphone?
Yeah.
Yes, as Wade said, the project will be issuing a TDM plan that is specific and unique to their specific project, and it will try to lessen the transportation impacts of the project itself. So it will include measures that are based on the city's TDM, overall TDM policy. They will choose the measures and the methods for managing that transportation and traffic demand that suit their project the best, and it will be embodied in a very specific Balboa Reservoir TDM plan. That will then become part of our big package of project approvals. So they will be bound to complying with the tenets of that plan as part of the approval of their project.
And is that part of the EIR?
It is not. I mean, Wade can speak to the more of the technicalities, but what CEQA requires and what the city's TDM program requires are somewhat separate. So there will be... Well, go ahead, Wade.
Without getting into the methodology too much, because nothing's final until my boss says it's final, but we're basically assuming no TDM plan as part of the project, so we can analyze sort of the worst case effects of the project prior to applying a TDM plan.
I don't understand that. No TDM as part of the project. What do you mean by that?
Independent of any measures that could affect how people travel to and from the site, we're just assuming a base project with 1,100 units or 1,550 units, and people are going to travel regardless of some measures that may apply from the TDM plan to the site.
So the EIR process does not look at, consider, review a TDM?
As part of the project. Now, if there's significant impacts as a result of our assumptions, we can apply measures to try to address those impacts.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Anybody else have questions?
Okay, we have one card here from...
I'm going to go collect more.
Okay. Chris Hansen is first. There's a mic. There you go. Make her do all the heavy lifting.
If anybody else wants to speak, I have
make the
four
pregnant woman do all the heavy
cards.
Lifting.
Hand them up here. Hi, Chris Hansen. I would like to know.
Whoa. Chris, nothing's working.
Are they?
Press the button. Is it?
Hello.
There we go.
So I would like to know if there are any plans or how there is a plan to distribute hard copies of the draft EIR to the various stakeholder agencies at City College, such as the Academic Senate, the Associated Students, the Department Chair Council, the Facilities Committee, the union, AFT 2121, various stakeholders. I'd also like to know how I can get a hard copy of the draft EIR and what process other people would need to go through to do the same.
We're only going to give you another 40 seconds.
We're going to go through all the public comments first.
Okay. All right. And then... what I'd like to know is this TDM, TDM for City College something that the city's TDM plan is requiring? Or is this something voluntary? I know City College isn't facing a CEQA issue as far as getting permitted. I'd also like to know what other schools or colleges in San Francisco are being required to submit a current TDM plan. Thank you.
Okay, next speaker will be Monica Collins, Balboa Reservoir. Monica Collins is next. After Monica, we'll have Jennifer Heggie and Zach Subin. That's who you can ask. Get in line if you'd like.
I'm kind of a little teeny bit unawares. I would like to call attention to the nature of affordable housing, which is whatever somebody says it is. I absolutely think we're losing our working classes. There's a reason Black people and a lot of Latinos are leaving the city right now. If they're not upscale professionals, $4,000 a month for a one-bedroom apartment is not remotely affordable. And $140,000 for annual income as affordable housing eligible, this is Orwellian, literally. This is just crazy. I'm absolutely standing up for affordable housing. There are tons of vacant lots around the city, 19th and Slope. What used to be there? No one knows. It's been half a century. Geneva and Alamany. There was a grocery store there maybe 30 years ago.
Hey Monica, I'm sorry, but we're keeping the comments to the agenda item that we're on right now. If you want to comment about other things, you can wait until item five, we'll have general public comment.
Fair enough. I just think it should be about, I would say build the PAIC and make affordable housing affordable again. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Hagee from Sunnyside. An SFMTA plan that takes into account the development of the Balboa Reservoir should have been completed before the CEQA comment period. We request a fair amount of time for community discussion and input before the end of the Balboa Reservoir CEQA comment period. So it appears right now that the date of transportation discussion coincides with the release of the DEIR and the presentation of that. And if I'm wrong, please let me know. But from what I heard, it sounded like that was the same date. My understanding is that CEQA incorporates public transit, public education impacts, and BMT concerns. We would like the CEQA, DEIR, and transit meetings to be separate, and the transit meeting to happen first. Thank you.
Who's next? Oh, Zach, you're next.
Hi. I would just like to make a comment that I would like to make sure that the EIR appropriately considers the environmental benefits of building more housing in San Francisco. There's been some recent research published in the last year by researchers led by Chris Jones at UC Berkeley that have specifically quantified the benefits of adding the greenhouse gas emission reduction benefits of adding housing in San Francisco, and that should be even larger given the transit access to the site. Also that the analysis make sure to show the benefits of enhancing bike and transit connectivity to the housing and City College, and to remind that adding more traffic lanes and parking space does not necessarily mitigate driving impacts. The data shows that the opposite occurs. Thanks.
Looks like we got one more person. Two more. Okay, Chris, I believe it says Peterson. Peterson?
Hi, thank you. My name is Chris Peterson. I agree with the prior comments about it being important for the EIR to evaluate the benefits of environmental benefits of providing housing on the site. I'm a bit confused about the discussion about how TDM measures will be addressed in the EIR. It seems like there are some basic components of the project that are difficult to disentangle from TDM measures, such as whether or not to be providing a large public parking garage as part of the project. So I hope that the EIR will include a robust analysis of various strategies for addressing transportation-related impacts and not simply address specific components of the specific potential significant
sorry, Peter.
Impact is.
You need to speak into the mic.
Sorry. So how much do I need to repeat?
From the TDM, such as whether or not they are providing a parking garage? Start there.
Yes, so I think those components can drive the impacts of the project, and I'm concerned that if you're only looking at other components of the project and deciding if there are significant adverse impacts related to transportation, then in that narrow context, evaluating TDM measures, you may have too narrow of an analysis to inform the public about the range of transportation options and the range of transportation impacts, if that makes any sense.
Thank you. Stuart, you're next.
Actually, my comment is more of a general discussion.
Okay, we'll hold off to Lee and then. Thanks.
Nope.
Are we done with public comment? Any more? Seeing none.
Nothing
we'll...
more here.
I would like to follow up on this.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think Jennifer Higgy brought up the issue of the Ocean Avenue Safety Project and how whether that's going to go first or whether that's because it will impact transportation in the area. And so I just wondered about the timing. Does the planning department know what MTA is going to do on the scheduling of the Ocean Avenue safety project?
With Jeannie Poling. When we do evaluate the project, we look at existing conditions and proposed projects, including public projects. And I know that the Ocean Avenue safety project is discussed. I don't know off the top of my head what the timeline is, but I know it will be addressed in the EIR.
And then also to answer the question about the timing, the MTA has proposed to spend the next about 18 months doing their technical analysis, their final community outreach, their design, and they have the money in their budget to do that over the next 18 months. They've also secured capital funding to do a portion of the work, and so they still need to secure additional funds once they finally scope out how much money the project is going to cost. So the implementation of the major changes are likely a little bit farther out, but over the next 18 months, we'll have a lot of clarity on what those interventions will be and whether there will be any short-term improvements that they can put in with some of the funding that has already been identified.
Can I follow up on that?
Of course.
I mean, just to point out the obvious, that timing sounds like when they're breaking ground on the Belleville Reservoir project itself. The 18 months out, you know, 2 years.
It's about aligned with when the project, the Balboa project, will also be getting approval from the city.
Okay.
So the idea is, you know, let's kind of have a similar timeline so that we can identify exactly what both areas are going to do at once. And then implementation would follow for both.
Anybody else from the committee? I had one question. Oh.
You may want to also ask them about the hard copies.
Okay.
Somebody, public comments.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering, a lot of people were asking about the TDMs and the various TDMs and transportation. How exactly does the EIR look at transportation? Do they look at parking? Do they look at congestion? Or do they look at vehicle trips generated? Or how is it dealt with?
Yeah, without going into too much methodological detail, this is Wade Wicker again. CEQA at the state level and also practice locally in the last 3 years no longer evaluates automobile delay, and that we implement that. And as it relates to parking in it by itself is not a CEQA issue. There can be secondary effects from parking.
So when we look at transportation effects in the EIR, what is it actually that we're looking at?
Safety, accessibility, transit, loading, construction.
Okay, great.
Can I ask a question? Are you sure what you're telling me is CEQA no longer evaluates transit delay? I thought it was only parking they didn't.
Automobile delay. Correct.
So it doesn't look at the automobile flow to the neighborhoods in the EIR process at all?
Correct.
Okay. And there were some questions from the public that, did you take notes?
I can comment quickly on a couple.
Yeah, Wade, maybe you can respond about the hard copy.
Yeah, that's where I was gonna start. You can come see Jeannie after this if you want a hard copy. Our local code requires certain notification depending on if people commented during the public comment period, requested a hard copy during that period. We also just have standard notification requirements. I didn't catch the names of all the people that the first person mentioned, so we can follow up on that.
Okay. I guess that takes care of it. Thank you very much for...